Allah Ta'ala has given three big favors to the human being in the form of worship. And these have been mentioned, the virtues of these have been mentioned a lot in the Quran and the Hadith. And with regards to Amal, they are not included in the Fard action, the Fara'id, the compulsory actions, but they have a high maqam, high status, these acts of worship. And if we look at how high the rank and the status is of these deeds, the more we are negligent and lazy with regards to implementing them. And it has been stated in the hadith, which is in Bayhaqi and Tabarani, there's a hadith with regards to these practices. The first point is the ibadah in the night, the worship during the night, staying up or waking up in the night. We call this tahajjud or qiyamul layl. And this is a big ibadah. This is a great action, great deed, lots of virtues, lots of rewards mentioned in the hadith with regards to the night worship. And just like now we are sitting here for tazkiyah, purification, to attain Allah's nearness, Allah's qurb, Allah's closeness, to be able to go into paradise and go up the levels and to eliminate the sins, and for reciting prayers and du'as, and for Allah Ta'ala's good news to come to us. All of these rewards are contained within the night worship. And in different ways, in different hadith, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned regards the night worship. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, and we hear this regularly from the respected scholars, and the final third of the night, Allah Ta'ala is in the lowest of the heavens, levels of the heavens, and Allah Ta'ala calls out that, is there any man who calls to me and asks so that I can give to him? Is there anyone who has a difficulty and asks so that I can remove his difficulty? In this same way, Allah Ta'ala addresses to all the human beings that he is waiting for us to give to us, and everyone at that time is sleeping. And that is the time of extreme laziness, the time where shaitan puts people into laziness. There are two reasons, especially nowadays. One reason we are lazy with this is that we sleep late in the night. Principally, and following the sunnah, a person should sleep quickly. There are so many actions of waste time. Oh, let me look at this, or let me do this, doing. And when he looks at his watch, then it's very late indeed, very late. And then he loses out from such a big deed. And shaitan attacks him. Oh, it's okay, you've done the fard, you prayed the fard salah, you don't need to do this tahajjud. It's not necessary, is it? Shaitan says. So Allah Ta'ala won't ask you that why didn't you pray tahajjud. Most definitely, Allah Ta'ala has included tahajjud in the nawafil, the voluntary actions, the supererogatory actions. But Allah Ta'ala has given a very high status to tahajjud to this extent that the scholars have stated that the nafil, the voluntary actions, will fulfill the gaps in the fard salah. And I think there was a wali of Allah, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, or Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, when he passed away, and he was seen, his murid, his student or somebody, saw him and said, Hazrat, what happened with you? What happened with you after you passed away? And he's such a great Shaykh, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, imagine. And he said, the reality that occurred is this, brothers, that all the ibadat I've done, the worship, the fasting, and all of the actions, the deeds and worship actions, I thought I'll get the qurb of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put all of my worship and actions to one side. And from all of my deeds, Allah ta'ala just selected my nafil, the voluntary actions in the night. And Allah said, I like this the most, and for this reason I forgive you. So alhamdulillah, there's a chance, there's an opportunity. And we think that we have deeds, fard actions that are accepted. We don't even know which verse Mawlana Sahib recited in Salah. We don't even remember this. We probably forgot. What did he recite? Was it Alam Tara Kaifa, Surah Fil? Was it Surah Yasin? And this is the condition of our Salah. We don't even know what Imam Sahib is reciting. What are we hearing? What did he recite? What did he read? So brothers, within this laziness, we see that life is for a few days only. We should earn something. It'd be good, isn't it? Isn't this the case? What's left in laziness? What do we get from sleeping? How long will we sleep? And then the qabr will come, the grave, and you could sleep with ease as long as you want. In the hadith, it is stated that when a good pious mu'min goes to the grave with full preparation, then he is laid into the grave just like a newlywed woman as she's laid down in the initial time of the after getting married. Subhanallah. So that with a lot of fussiness and a lot of care and due attention, the bride is made to lie down. In the same way, the mu'min who's done good, he will have a good rest in the grave. He will have enjoyment, rewards. And another point for people like us, the students who are trying for the hereafter, and there's a couplet of Iqbal, I can't remember it now, that something like, I can't remember the actual verses, that any individual, he shouldn't even think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qurb, will he attain Allah ta'ala's nearness without getting up in the night, without waking up in the night to worship? Allah ta'ala looks first and foremost at the night worship when he bestows his qurb to somebody. Tahajjud salah. Remember this. Tahajjud, every person should be a person who prays tahajjud. Every woman should be praying tahajjud because it's a very easy act of worship. Very easy indeed. Because we have to pray Salah Isha, isn't it? It's fard, isn't it, to pray Isha. So tahajjud time, it starts after Isha Salah. That you haven't even completed Isha and tahajjud time has started. So the pious predecessors have stated that the highest level of most reward of tahajjud will be given in the last part of the night. But even after Isha Salah, you can pray 2 rakah, 4 rakah, Salah Nafil, and make niyyah of tahajjud. And then you'll become a person who's habitual in tahajjud. But one is praying tahajjud. But as a person then improves, gets stronger, because the thing that you find in tahajjud, which elevates the rank and the status due to this ibadah, is that tahajjud you get reward for tahajjud due to fighting the desires. Yes, this hadith, that how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observe tahajjud prayer? One is that a person can stay up all night long and he can pray tahajjud in the final third of the night. That's also a great action. But there's a greater action there. So do you know what that is? That person should go to sleep and then get up. Subhanallah. That's when you get the enjoyment of leaving the bed, the mattress. Tatajafa, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that there are various ways of praying tahajjud. But for a person to get the seal of a person, a stamp of a person who prays tahajjud, it's not difficult. You will make niyyah today? Yes. So where we hear tahajjud, oh, we get upset, oh, it's too hard. It's only walis of Allah who do this, the friends of Allah. How can we do this? So if you prayed Isha Salah, then add after that, at any time, 2 rakah nafil. Before you leave the masjid, pray 2 nafil. That these two are for the final 2 nafil. Okay, you know the final 2 nafil of Isha? Make niyyah in those 2 nafil. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We can't even do that? That make niyyah in that. So then, subhanallah, you can do niyyah for any type of nafil badah, isn't it? You can make intention. So Allah is Kareem and He'll write the rules. I've given this, I've given this, and I've given this. Subhanallah. So will we make the intention, brothers? Yes. Especially the women folk listening, they should do this most definitely. You should become habitual on tahajjud. Allah says, at least she started a motor. At least she's got the stamp of tahajjud now. How easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. But for me and you, we can't do this. Take these shortcuts. Don't start doing this. What we need is the high grade tahajjud. Final third of the night. So in the night, go to sleep, wake up, then do wudu, then pray tahajjud. Subhanallah. Then after that, what to do? Allah, Allah, Allah. Tasbih until fajr. Subhanallah. Then after fajr, sit down. Then do maraqbah until ishraq. Then you get the thawab total of hajj and umrah. Subhanallah. Those people who do this all lifelong, tell me what a life they've got. Great life. And even then they're scared, are we going to get forgiven? They're afraid. And how foolish are those people? I ask forgiveness saying this, that Allah Ta'ala has delivered a person to that good company where they do these actions, they still don't do them. Allah has given health. Allah has given you ustad or sheikh. Allah has made the environment. Allah has given the masjid. Allah has explained to everyone. And they just, after Fajr Salah, quietly slip away. Is this a life of ours? Is this a life how we are living the life of neglect? Imagine. But listen, I'm an ashik rasool, I'm a lover of this, and do dua for me, and do this and that. These are all words, just empty words. Yes, men and women. Allah Ta'ala says, become men, proper men, rajal. And we are worse than the women now, that our legs tremble, oh, I have to wake up in the night, I have to pray shirak, it's too hard. What will we do when we go to the hereafter? Then the regret that we'll have then, we cannot imagine. That when those palaces will be assigned, when those levels will be assigned, it will be written, this is for the person who prayed tahajjud, ishraq, for this, not for that. We'll see this with our eyes. That we used to leave those practices, we just to lie down on our bed and mess about. That's it. Just for lying down on the bed and mess about. Do you promise, brothers? True promise for what? 2 things. Number one, that we will start to be habitual in praying tahajjud salah. So the person, the poor soul who is very weak, he should do one action. The make niyyah today, the Isha time is gone. So you got time now, isn't it? Before you leave, before you go, pray two rakah salah with tahajjud niyyah, or go home and pray the two rakah salah. And the good people who are used to, especially the Sufi Hazrat, the Sufi brethren, you go home, sleep quickly in the night, don't waste time, set the alarm, make niyyah, wake up 30, 45 minutes before Subah Sadiq, 15 minutes before Subah Sadiq, 5 minutes to do wudu, 5 minutes to pray 2 rakah salah, alhamdulillah, and 5 minutes dua, 15 minutes before, and you get all the reward of tahajjud, subhanallah. The 15 minutes, imagine what that person has become, an amazing person. Amazing person he's become. The 15 minutes, if we're at home, oh, I could earn more money if I run my business 15 minutes. What time do you start in the morning? I start at 6 a.m. Okay, what you should do, if you come to 6:15, arrive, then I'll give you £50 more. Because we've got a delivery. You say, no problem. What's the difference if I come 15 minutes later, or if I leave 15 minutes later? And Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm opening Jannah for you, paradise for you. Stand and give me your 15 minutes before Fajr. Will we give my friends, my brothers, true promise? Okay, then I'll tell you. So this is the hadith of Tabarani and Bayhaqi. One thing we've shared now, one action, staying up in the night. Waking up in the night. What's the reason for waking up in the night? In the hadith is stated, one reason Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the hadith, ajiz. That if a person, he is due to waking up in the night, he is an ajiz. There could be two meanings. One is that he becomes ill, unwell, he cannot get up, because he's got sickness, diabetes, the body is shaking, high blood pressure, and there are du'as. We should all do du'a that Allah, don't give us such a disease like this. Until death, keep on remembering Allah, keep on remembering Allah. So those poor souls, they have desire, they cannot get up. And somebody's got pain here, somebody's got pain here, somebody's eating a medicine. What's this? These are the ajiz people. And they have the excuse for not attending. And there's another definition where a person becomes very weak and follows his nafs and desires, and he looks at his couch and cries, oh my bed, oh my settee, how can I leave such a beautiful pillow? Oh, I had double pillows and now I have to go. Oh, he tosses and turns, and he says, I'll get up in 1 minute. Keeps on tossing and turning. Then he looks again towards the time. So this is the sign of laziness. So the first example is a person who has an excuse. He can't get up, extremely ill, etc. But the second person, what's the heading here? Is that a person, if due to a specific genuine reason, he cannot do the night ibadah. Yes, he can't do the night ibadah due to a valid excuse or reason, then the second act of worship, subhanAllah, is to spend, to make your pocket lighter. We fill up the pocket and there's no hole in our pockets, totally not at all. Yes, we tighten the pocket and then we put our money in there and we put a zip on top so nobody takes the money from us. We'll take a loan out, but we won't take out from the pocket. I've seen such people. I go to the meat shop and I see the games playing out in the world, unraveling. And I see that, can you give the meat, I'll pay you. He says, open your vest zip, and there's money inside his vest zip, but he's taking a loan from the shopkeeper. He doesn't feel like paying. He said, I'll pay you after a week or 2 weeks. And this is the disease. What is this? Disease. This is a sickness that you have loved so much love for money. The person, he kisses the money, he looks at it, and the money makes him, that person fall in love with money. Because shaitan has put this habit inside us. What love does shaitan instill into our hearts and minds? Mal, wealth. And Allah Ta'ala says, I give you the love of amal. So when you start to do amal, then consider Allah is loving. And if wealth is increasing, then consider who is loving? Us, shaitan, subhanAllah. Because shaitan, he wants us to go towards loss. And he makes you count money. Tuck, 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 tuck. Makes us stay up, count money, and we don't even know if we're going to spend. We don't even spend the money. We have mal, there's wealth, and he's got a nice juice in front of him. How much is that? He'll say, oh, it's very expensive, yaar. £1.50. I saw this many a year ago. It was £1.40. 10 pence has gone up. No, I'm not buying it. 10p more. They come back empty-handed. They're coming back from the shop empty-handed, and the children are learning about, gives, no, it's too expensive. Are you mad? We don't have that much money, and he doesn't give the money. Does this happen or not? Yes. So this is called love of wealth, love of money. What's the reason for this? The hadith has stated, it told us, who are those people? They're the bakhil, miserly, stingy, Kanjus makijus we call it. It's a defect. Yes, that not even waking up in the night is a defect. And not spending is a defect. That a mu'min, when he's born, he has the natural traits and habits within him, naturally, that he remembers his Lord in the night. Subhanallah. So this is instilled into the child. So when a child becomes ill or a person becomes ill, then the natural habits, they diminish because he's ill, he's unwell. For example, a person eats, and he leaves it. We'll say, what's this? He's sick. Why? Because he's not eating. No. Because we know that this natural for that person to eat. And it's a permissible fitrah, permissible natural action that he should eat. If he doesn't eat, we say he's weak or he's become ill. In the same way, every Muslim believing man and woman, it's natural for us to get up in the third part of the night, the electricity lights are off, and subhanAllah, you can hear the prayer, the recitation of the Quran. And there are people like this in our homes all night long. They look at nonsense, rubbish. They fight with their wives, then shaitan comes and meddles in their face, and they're snoring in the morning at prayer time. So these are mard, these are diseases, spiritual diseases. And that's why the person goes to the wali of Allah. If you go to the wali of Allah and these sicknesses are being eliminated, reduced, and then you should consider that you are successful. And it happens. Go and see that, you'll see the difference on that person. So the difference is there, it's vivid, it's clear. Yes. Because the doctor, the physician, he corrects the sickness of the student. And the third quality was a mu'min is what? He is brave, subhanAllah. What is a mu'min? He is brave. Yes, the third quality we're speaking about here. So when a person is brave, bravery, what is bravery? It's not related to the body, physical body. Or by cornering people or exercise or going to the gym and the size of your body or from biceps. No, brave is that person whose heart is strong. Subhanallah. Yes, who is the, what's the definition of a brave person? Courageous, when his heart is strong. Have you not seen the Sahaba Ikram, radiyallahu anhu? Was there anyone greater than the Sahaba Ikram in their strength and their iman? And all four sides, they used to go above the peaks for 7 days, 8 days, they had not eaten, but they didn't stop in propagating the deen. They'd call out, great effect on their words, no drama, that this and this and this, no. Sincerity, humbleness. They gave the name of Allah, and everyone after that saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. End of story. Subhanallah. So, for example, we see the batil, falsehood, it always clashes with haq. When the haq comes, then the batil, the falsehood, will always come to clash with the haq. Subhanallah. And that person becomes very highly elevated when he does all his actions for haq. So there are three things here. Three things, the night ibadah, the night worship. I've just summarized to you the fazail, the virtues. Night worship. Number two, to spend in the path of Allah, to give to the poor people, to somebody who's ill. Yes, and we should have this as a part of our life, that every day, or let's say once a week, in the week, this much of my wealth, I'm going to set aside for the poor people. And here it is. Will we do this, brothers, all of this? True promise? Yes, will the sadaqah come out of the pockets? Will you make your own money boxes? Sadaqah boxes, everyone should have one, everyone. What will we do? We'll do like this, make a box. Yes, when you go to Juma day, then remember, once a week go Juma. So empty the box and say, all the money I've got, mashallah, I see here. Mashallah, your status is such that a £50 note should come out with the fadl of Allah after a week. And you put it into the box and you hear the voice of it dropping. And at least if you can't do that, then consider the minor level, which is £5. Raise your hands. Those people who got £5 to their name. Subhanallah. The £5 you can give as well, can't you? For Allah Ta'ala's sake. Yes, I swear by Allah and say that those £5, see how much barakah will come into the £5, you'll be shocked and amazed. Subhanallah. How many people will you be able to feed with your £5, with the barakah? You will fill the stomachs of many people who are in desperate need. And they will give du'as for you, they'll make du'as for you, pray for you. What is this? This is sickness when we don't do the right thing. It's not that we don't want to give. It's not that we don't care. We don't think. We don't think that, oh, there are people out there who are in desperate need. And this action will take you beyond and above these ibadahs. That a poor person, his dua has been stated, it reaches to above the arsh, and it cuts through this dua, through the arsh, the heavens. That's how valuable is the dua of the believer. So on the Jummah day, what do? Whatever needs we have, put them into a bag and we give sadaqah. If somebody comes, you can give him all in one go. When Ramadan, you can take it out, etc. That, come on. This is how much I've collected, and allow him to go. So subhanAllah. And then we'll see the benefits of doing this. That For example, a person who's doing sadaqah, giving sadaqah, whenever you see him, he takes his hand out and he opens the fist and the money is distributed. Because a person, why is he stingy when he is giving charity? When I go to the masjid, I'll put the money in the box. And then if somebody comes asking for money, I'll give to him. Or, for example, people, mashallah, come, our respected guests come with their madrasas. We wait for them, that we'll give to them, those who come to ask for donations. So don't we wait for this? No, put the box down. Alhamdulillah, whatever comes, put it into the box. Keep on giving, keep on giving. Fistfuls, handfuls. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, she had a great style of giving. Once, so much wealth came to Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha. I'm telling you, I'm talking to you about the women. And some women are very great. Subhanallah, they want to give sadaqah, they don't feel satisfied. No such women. That, oh, after a little while, this is sadaqah. This is charity. This is charity. So much sadaqah they give and pay for the sake of Allah. My heart is so happy that a woman, normally, she can be very careful, cautious with her wealth. But sadaqah is such a great deed, such a great deed, that it removes the biggest of difficulties. The pious elder, and he had to stop somewhere on a journey. He went to stop. And his style was to give sadaqah. So, first and foremost, he put sadaqah. And then in the morning, he saw such a big python. Python, bigger than the snake, king snake, queen snake, big python. And he saw that the python is lying down next to him, dead lying down next to him. And he couldn't bite or poison. So he praised Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Mawla, what sadaqah did you give that you saved me from such a big calamity? Subhanallah. Yes? So this is the scenario here, that he was unwell and he came back towards the right a station. He could have said, I'm finished, I've got issues and problems, etc. But when a person gives sadaqah, all the illnesses and diseases are eliminated. Will we do this, brothers? So three things. What did I say to you? You forgotten? First thing was what? The hajjud, night prayer. That even after Isha, you can do that. We have to do this. Yes? From top to bottom. We need to start this. However weak we are, we should start. Nobody should be living life without tahajjud. Those men and women who are listening, then fulfill the haq, the right. And the, today's message is what? Is that we definitely need to pray tahajjud. And you can start getting used to it after Isha Salah. What was the second thing I told you? What is it? Spending. And you, I told you the method of how to spend it. The third thing, courageous. Isn't it? And be brave. Don't step back. If there's a haq point that we need to be, we stood there and we're firm. We're in the path of Allah. We're brave, courageous. So these three things we need to develop into our lives. And the person, if he can't do the night worship, he can't get up in the night, he's weak, maybe he cannot pray the Fard Salah easily. There'll be people like this, there'll be people listening. I know many people are listening, but there are such some that it's very difficult for them that after Isha, they could even sit for a little while to pull themselves together. It's difficult. They're ajiz, aren't they? Many are ill. Or, for example, there's a big problems in the dunya that we are aware of. So the ajiz, the humble servant of Allah, that he, for example, he maybe doesn't feel like praying tahajjud, but he wants a reward. Same with spending in the path of Allah. That person wants to spend for Allah. His heart feels so much. But what's the point that's pestering him? The illness has come of bukhl, of the diseased person, stingy, and he doesn't feel like taking money out of his pocket and helping others. And for example, when somebody asks for money, he starts to rub his stomach. I don't have much. The person asks, is probably thinking, I didn't ask you to take out from your stomach. It's whatever you may have, you can give from your capacity. And the third quality is the person who's not brave, who's a coward, and when the opportunity is there to do good, he leaves from the rear exit. Subhanallah. And we started, and during that time they leave from the rear, from the back door. So subhanallah, I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith as explained by the pious predecessors. Those who do dhikr, give me good news. If you get three qualities that meet, then that person's ajiz and buzdil, and he's miserly. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for these three men I give you tarqib so that you don't remain empty handed. What they should do is do the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Do the dhikr of Allah. What a great deen we have, subhanallah. What a great deen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen. From where he took an issue and made it positive and into a solution. He said, at least you can do this. The three times at least say Allah, Allah, and you'll become a dhakir. Because from the name of Allah, there's no greater dhikr than the name of Allah. And there's no greater act of worship than being steadfast. So make it habitual for yourself. That before you sleep, say, I will be steadfast, Allah, and I want to do your dhikr. Three times recite Allah's name in the hereafter. You will be included amongst those people who did dhikr kathiran kathira. Subhanallah. Will you do this, my brothers? What do we need to do? The dhikr of Allah. Yes, Allah Ta'ala will give us all the rewards that I discussed with you, that we should love the dhikr of Allah. It's a great action, great asset, great favor of Allah. When you sit down to do dhikr, don't think of anything else. Thawab is coming. Am I becoming a wali Allah? Am I enjoying or not? Should I do this or not? I don't know, is dhikr happening or not? Is there benefit here or not? Nothing to worry about. After this, what you have to think is, I'm doing dhikr of Allah, and everything I'm attaining. That's it. There's no greater reward than this. The biggest reward I've got is this, is that I am reciting Allah's name. As a Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah stated this, there's no greater reward than this, than be able to recite Allah's name. There are hundreds and millions, millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people who don't have this belief. And they are busy in the world. They may have riches and comforts and luxuries. You see thousands of different lifestyles, that they don't have the tawfiq to say Allah once. Is there anyone like this? Subhanallah. And there'll be people who are presidents, ministers. Allah knows what their best. Their cars will be parked there, and chartered planes, and people are waiting. Allah is saying, Allahu Akbar. What is this? Allah is saying that, look here. How should you get close to me? Say Allah. Allah. Every child that, for example, the 3 years, 5 years old, say Allah. They start reciting Allah. What a great mercy of Allah Karam. We don't understand this wealth in this day and age. We understand pound, pound. Oh, look at this. It's sparkly, shining. The new pound has been released. It looks different, and etc. We have all that knowledge. But Allah has given us a great tawfiq that we are reciting His name, Allah. Imagine. Never ever, my friends, on this action, remember this. Never say, oh, I'm not getting anything, I'm not getting any benefit. This is a big complaint with Allah, the person saying. And may not be that Allah Ta'ala says, due to the excuse, the fine. Let me tell you that what you don't get from, if it's not given to you, subhanAllah. So will we ever do this? No, we should never do this. We should be grateful, extremely grateful. Allah, I'm grateful to you. Allah, I'm grateful to you. Allah, I'm grateful to you. You have given me the tawfiq to recite your name. Yes? Okay? And that's why we gathered collected today. Okay, so let's recite Durood Sharif.
Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khatana wa madana kulla dhalika indana la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minas zalimin ya ayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in rabbana la tu'akhidhna in nasina aw akhtana ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.